Oh, and welcome to Holden Village. Today is July 2nd, 2002. Today's session is titled, A Cheerful Heart is a Good Medicine, Proverbs 17:22. Session 2, She or He Who Laughs, Laughs. And it is presented by Karen Schneider Chen. The number is SCK-2002-02. Let's listen in.
Here yesterday, raise your hand. So the rest of you are new?
Yeah.
Actually, raise your hand if you're new. You have to bring a presentation. Oh, great. Okay. So I'm going to have to say a little bit about what I said yesterday. Yesterday, I showed a 35-minute documentary on the Laughter Clubs of India, which I'm going to repeat tonight at 9:30. It's only, like I said, only 35 minutes, and it's a great documentary. But today, I'm going to show a shorter document, a shorter film strip, Peter Jennings. And it's only like 7 minutes. So I'll say a little bit more about how the Laughter Club got started, okay? Cause, so my name is Karen Schneider Chen, and I'm a certified laughter leader. That is a legitimate title. I have my certificate out in a book out there. I was trained by the World Laughter Tour. And the Laughter Club movement got started in 1995 by Dr. Madan Kataria. Who, it's interesting, they actually, what they say on this Peter Jennings video isn't totally true. He started the Laughter Club after he had observed, after many years of being a doctor, that a lot of his patients had stress-related illnesses. Okay? And it's interesting, on the Peter Jennings video, it says after observing for many years that his patient's immune system got better after laughing. I'm not sure how he could have observed that, But anyway, so it's after observing that his patients, many stress-related illnesses, and that he felt like people just did not laugh, people were just way too serious. And so the original group, he wrote an article, or he was going to write an article on the benefits of laughter, and he found such a huge body of research on the benefits that he decided instead of writing the article, start a laughter club. So the original group was four people that he recruited at a park near where he worked. And originally, they used jokes. The person would go into the center of the circle and crack a joke, and then they would just laugh, and they really enjoyed themselves. But after, he says, 10 to 15 days, they ran out of good jokes. But they were having such a good time that Dr. Kataria, he thought about it. He's a practitioner of yoga, and there's a laughter meditation in yoga. So he thought, why can't we just laugh for no reason, like in yoga? And so he presented this to his group. They were kind of skeptical, but they went along with them. And so that group of 40 has grown to 80,000 people in India are in laughter clubs. Because he devised this kind of about 20-minute workout based on yogic principles that he does, that he did with the group and that I was trained in and that we will do tonight. Yay! So how did the laughter club movement get to the United States? A man named Steve Wilson, who calls himself a joyologist, since the 80s, he's been giving, lecturing on humor in the workplace. And so he was in India giving a seminar on that topic, and he went to one of the laughter clubs, and he just loved it. He thought, this is great, because he really loved humor, but in a laughter club, you don't use jokes, you don't use humor, you go straight to the laughter. And So Dr. Kataria and Steve Wilson got together, and they plotted how to bring the Laughter Club movement to the rest of the world. So they formed the World Laughter Tour, which is actually stationed in Columbus, Ohio. And now I became a laughter leader about a year and a half ago, I started a play and laughter class at King County Jail, where I work as inmates. And it went so well, but I was kind of running out of things to do after about a year of doing that. And so I learned about the Laughter Club movement from a friend of mine who's a humor consultant. And so it's been great. So I have a laughter club at the jail called the Nerf Mirth Laughter Club. And it's just really great. We have a great time. And I've been doing lots of presentations, too, about humor and laughter in the Seattle area. This is really interesting. Before I started this club, before I started doing presentations, I used to think, man, it'd be so great to do a laughter club at church, at a church before we started.
During a sermon.
Yeah, during a sermon. It's interesting. The very, very first laughter club I did was at a religious service in the King County Jail. I was helping someone to do a religious service, and she said, and I'd just been trained. She says, well, Carrie, why don't you do that? Why don't you, you know, do the laughter club? I think, oh, I don't know, this is kind of weird. But I did it, and it was great. And I actually had a laughter club at my church once a month. And it's been a lot of fun. Yes?
Does any of the jail staff, how is your relationship with the jail staff?
How's my relationship?
Yeah, I mean, do they say, could you start one for us or something like that? Or,
well, yeah.
Or do they look at you skeptically?
Everybody's schedules are so weird that we can't really find a time because the security people can't leave their jobs. And we've actually tried to, but scheduling was, like, very difficult. So sometimes they come to my laughter club with the inmates.
I was wondering yesterday, have they done anything in driving to any of the schools?
I'm going to show a video.
Okay. Because I work in the high-risk schools, and after yesterday, I thought, what an amazing thing.
It's great for school. It is a great, so I have one video about that. So I'm going to show the first video, the Peter Jennings video. This, there's a little segment of a laughter club in a nursing home. And the mission of the World Laughter Tour is peace, health, and happiness through laughter. And one of their goals is to have a laughter club in every assisted living facility, nursing home, senior center. So here's an example of one. And there's a woman in Seattle, there's about 400 certified laughter tours in that. Can you read those out there?
No.
Okay. What laughter can you do? It vibrates muscle, giving internal massage, good cardiovascular effects. People who laugh together work together, relieve stress, relieve negative emotions such as anger and guilt, increases enthusiasm for work, reduces inhibitions and increases self-confidence, more optimistic outlook, and a more peaceful world. I have all the kids in here, too.
Talking about the theme, they always leave them laughing. In India, it is the way they live. This week, we have seen how some people in Greece and Japan manage to have unusually long and healthy lives because they eat well and are productive. From India tonight, a somewhat different take on what it takes to live a better life. As Mark Twain once said, against the assault of laughter, nothing can stand. ABC's Mark Lipke reports from Bombay.
The chairman of the Justin Beard, the most random cities on the planet. The people of India could tell you a thing or two about stress. About the problem taken seriously here. Very serious. From the land of water, yoga, and transcendental meditation, now comes the laughter club, the absolute latest in stress reduction therapy. Once a week, people gather in cities all over India, this is Bombay, for a half hour of organized giggling and guffawing, guaranteed, they say, to melt away the tensions of modern life and improve one's health.
This exercise is due an empty boardroom.
And one thing you can see that we are young.
Dr. Madan Katsagar is the one who started this craze after years of observing how his patient's immune system always improved following bouts of laughter, no matter what their ailment.
Like heart disease, like practical insomnia, psychiatric problems, depression, and all.
Laughter, he says, is the ultimate cost-effective therapy. It's free and it's easy to pass around. Much too easy for a serious interview. What the doctor did was simply devise a laughter routine to exercise different parts of the body. There's the silent laughter, the lion laughter, the silent laughter. At the end of each session, people are so pumped up, they feel like they're all the way. No doubt about it, the world can certainly use a little more medicine like this. But if the ABC News really keep a straight face,
Bombay. If you try to keep a straight face, that's our world news tonight. Don't forget 2020 later and Nightline, of course. Have a good evening. See you tomorrow night.
See? Bye. You almost laughed.
Yeah.
When was that done? You know? Okay, this is about, I believe, 4 years old. Because this laughter club, they say, the next segment.
they say there's like four laughter clubs in the United States, and actually there's maybe 1,000 in the United States, they don't know. What laughter clubs do? Sessions include breathing, stretching, and various types of laughter exercises. No jokes are used. We laugh for the sake of laughing. Eye contact helps to inspire laughter. Stimulated laughter becomes stimulated laughter. All members laugh together. The group inhibitions melt away. Adaptable to any level of activity. Principles of psychology. Members catch the spirit of laughter.
Research is showing it can do things like strengthen your immune system and lower your blood pressure.
This town, my brother, just takes us to a place where people think their health is a laughing matter.
So maybe laughter really is the best medicine. They're certainly getting a healthy dose of it at Bethany Nursing Home in Canton. Bethany is considered an official laugh club, one of only four in the country. It's based on the theory of a doctor from India that giggling does a body good.
And then we're going to go,
Russian trained laugh therapist, Penny Stafford, said at first the nursing home crowd was a tough audience.
Child laughs 300 to 400 times a day. How many times do you think the average adult laughs? Average.
Three.
One.
Two.
One.
Zero.
Zero.
Five.
Coming from a child. Actually, 7 to 15.
Really?
Yeah, so that's a little below average, actually. Why do you think we don't laugh as much?
Because they're adults and they're too serious.
Club in a school, and this is a very special one because that nursing home, they have an intergenerational program, and so the school visits with the residents there, and the residents in that nursing home, they decided to teach the students about the laughter club movement, and then the fifth graders are now teaching the second graders, or participating in a laughter club at the school. So it's very special. But it's interesting. I've actually done presentation for quite a few schools, and I usually don't have them sitting in desks like this. That's my thing. Huh?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah. After school until next week, and when they do get the book, some will be learning more than reading and writing. Right, Hannah?
Yes, they will. They've got a lot to cheer about, a lot to laugh about. You know, kids study the basics in grade school, but what about laughter? You're right. Laughing is something that may just get you in trouble at many schools, unless it's one particular class at one school. Here's the scoop in connecting with kids. They're laughing
and cheering is schoolable places. At Fraser Elementary in Canton, this is a treat once a week, a laughter class. Penny Staples is a trained laughter leader who says these kids are learning a lot more than just how to have a good giggle.
They're increasing their cooperation with each other. They're using leadership skills, good listening skills.
The whole idea started when Penny began practicing laughter therapy at Bethany Nursing Home nearby, which already had a grandparenting partnership in place with the school.
That's really how this all happened, was the fact that the residents surprised the children one time, showing them the laughter exercise. And from that happened, the children thought, oh, this would be great.
Principal Jim Anderson says the reality is that kids are under more pressure these days, at home and school.
And I believe that laughter gives them a chance to relax, gives them a chance to relieve stress, and have a little bit of fun. If they don't have fun in school, they're not going to learn.
The response from the kids is eye-opening. Listen to what they told me about why laughter class is important for them.
I think it's a good opportunity for those people who are left out. And at least they get to laugh once in a while.
Okay, not everyone laughs all the time because their life's kind of sad.
Most people like to laugh. And if they joined it, maybe they could start laughing.
It's a half hour of pure fun. Just being a kid. Watch the movie.
They were fantastic in Fraser Elementary. If you want to bring a good laugh.
In Seattle, there's a laughter club at Harvard, at two hospitals, actually, for the staff. There's some public laughter clubs at community centers. There's a several laughter clubs in senior centers. And mine at the jail, which isn't really open to everybody. special appointment. But I mean, there's laughter clubs. It's pretty amazing. In alcohol and drug treatment centers, in community centers, hospitals, schools. I mean, they're just bringing up all over the place, all over the country. Because like I said, there's about 400 certified laughter leaders and all kinds of people that aren't, quote, certified doing it also. So I think it's pretty awesome. Now, I might want to show one more short video. We celebrate World Laughter Day. World Laughter Day is the first Sunday in May. And in Seattle, we celebrate World Laughter Day. And it started in India in 1998. It's me, you guys.
It's contagious. And good for you.
Well, it's been proven and it's really beautiful that laughter plays a role in staying healthy, in healing, in controlling emotional reactions, in controlling stress, and staying emotionally balanced.
Oh, the question was a condition diagnosed as terminal seriousness.
Karen Schneider-Chen is a certified laugh instructor at something called a laugh club. They're popping up all over the country. There are at least seven in Seattle where every week people get together and laugh. At these laugh clubs, people actually learn different kinds of laughs, like the penguin, the lion, and the silent laugh. Everyone has a favorite.
Pointing a finger at someone like that, we're in the shower, stuff like that. I think it was just great.
World Laughter Day brought a lot of first-timers to this laugh club in Seattle's Finney Ridge neighborhood. But the veterans say, once you get a taste of all this fun, laugh club leaders say too many people are suffering from what they call terminal seriousness, that a little laugh can go a long way. No matter how bad yours
is, or bad, yeah, so just put that in your bonnet. The first Sunday in May, World Laughter Day. So we need to get a group of people together, laughing your family or friends. Okay? Well, since you're sitting here, I'm really not going to talk to you. I'm just going to go through the benefits fairly quickly, okay? So we can actually just get to the workout. The first Sunday, that's the main part. Okay, so some of the benefits. Does anybody have any comments? Anything they want to say? Okay, I just want to make sure I'm doing well. Actually, you know what I really like to do first? I love collecting quotes on laughter. So I want to pass these out. Who's willing to read a quote about laughter? They're very, okay, great. Oh, great, okay, you can stand up and you want. Good off, raise your hand.
Do you want to pass through that?
Thank you.
Take one.
Okay. Well, I'll start. Laughter is God's hand on a troubled world. Mini pearls. Okay. You can't deny laughter when it comes. It plops down in your favorite chair and stays as long as it wants. Stephen King.
If you laugh a lot, when you get older, your wrinkles will be in the right places.
If you don't learn to laugh at trouble, you won't have anything to laugh at when you get old.
We don't stop laughing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop laughing. Anonymous.
Okay, next. You want to stand up the phone? Oh, here. Laughter is a defense against anxiety, fears, and other emotional disturbances. Freud.
Yeah. Freud was a real collector of jokes and humor books. A really interesting guy. He wrote that wit and its relation to the unconscious. I wondered what it would be like if he had stuck to that. Okay.
Laughter is contagious. Start an epidemic.
Susan Thurman.
You grow up the day you have your first real laugh at yourself. Ethel Barrymore.
Thank you. For some reason, that one also is attributed to Eleanor Roosevelt. Somewhere else. Okay, I just quickly want to go through some of the benefits. Actually, I want to mention one thing. See this principle? Can everybody read that principle of the sensible living? Well, Dr. Kataria is really interested in peace. And one day, somebody came up to him and said, Dr. Kataria, my husband's in your laughter club, and he still comes home and yells at us. That really disturbed him. So he thought a lot about what he considered called inner laughter. And so he came up with this idea, and I think it's kind of neat, actually. Mondays, in laughter clubs in India, Mondays are for compliments and affirmations. So on Monday, you, like, focus on affirming people. Tuesdays are for open-mindedness. So on Tuesdays, people in laughter clubs in India, they might do something as simple as brushing their teeth with their left hand instead of their right hand, or going a different direction, just something different. Wednesdays are for appreciation and gratitude. Thursdays are for kindness, especially an anonymous kind of kindness. Fridays are for forgiveness. And I don't know where somebody from the United States came up with the weekend. Chocolate. And cheerfulness. And that idea is to take care of yourself, actually. And observe the Sabbath. So I just wanted to share that, because I think that's something special that came out of this. So, some of the benefits. Aerobic workout for heart and lungs. Was anyone here when I said 100 laughs equal 10 minutes of being on a rowing machine? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dr. William Fry Jr., you probably know about this, since 1953 has been studying the cardiovascular effects of laughter, and he came up with that statistic. He says that laughter is a whole body activity. It strengthens your heart muscle, exercises your abdomen and diaphragm, and expands your lung capacity. And if you want to know more about the physiological effects of laughter, I put these posters up, but I'm not going to read them right now. And decreases the negative effects of stress. Well, every emotion that we have changes our body chemistry. And any distressful emotion, like anger, fear, sadness, produces a stress hormone, cortisol. And it has been proven by a Dr. Burke that weakens your immune system. Cortisol weakens your immune system. But Dr. Lee Burke has many studies to show that laughter actually decreases cortisol. So that's how it helps to decrease the negative effects of stress. And the same Dr. Burke, if anyone's interested to see one of his studies, he's also the pioneer researcher on
immune system and benefits of laughter on the immune system. And he says, he's done lots of studies, and he says that when you have a good belly laugh, that your body produces antibodies and specialized cells that fight viruses and infections and upper respiratory conditions. And this particular study shows that the benefits of, like laughing at 10 minutes, you know, at a comedy, the benefits to the immune system actually last the next day. It's really interesting. And the newest study I just read about was that if you are anticipating laughing, like anticipating watching a comedy or anticipating going to a laughter club, that actually produces the antibodies itself. Not at the same as when you're actually doing it, but it's like the biology of hope. Yeah, isn't that interesting? Okay, release pain. And how many people here have heard of Dr. Nor? Oh, guess something?
Well, just a question. Is there anything such as healthy laughter versus unhealthy?
Actually, there is. And I think your body, the derisive laughter, like when you're laughing at somebody. Dr. Fry talks about that. And it's also true with smiling. Like your body knows the difference between different kinds of smiles. But, but there is a difference in different kinds of laughter, so definitely. How many people here have heard of Norman Cousins? Raise your hand. Okay. Norman, we have known for 5,000 years that laughter is beneficial through Tibetan Buddhist laughing practices 5,000 years ago. But Norman Cousins was the first person to bring this to the attention of the medical community. And as many of you know, he had a very debilitating disease called ankylosing spondylitis. Ankylosing spondylitis.
Yeah, yeah. Good.
Connective tissue disease. He was in a lot of pain. He could barely move. And he was giving a 1 in 500 chance of recovering. So he decided to check himself out of the hospital, since he's given such a grim recovery rate. So he checked himself into a hotel, and he decided just to watch Candid Camera movies. He watched Marx Brothers movies. He had the nurses bring him stories and read him jokes. And actually, he had a really great sense of humor. One of these stories that I read about him was that one time a nurse brought him a vial, and he was supposed to fill it with urine. And so he, you know the story? So he also had a glass of apple juice there. And so the nurse left the room, and so he filled up the vial with the apple juice. And so she comes back in, and she picks it up, and she goes, "Ooh, it's kind of cloudy today." So he grabbed it from her. Well, okay, let's try it. So as you know, he recovered, and he went on to, for 12 years, he started a humor task force, and they studied the effects of laughter, the benefits of laughter. Anyway, let's see. And actually, laughing produces not really endorphins. A lot of times you read that they improve, but that has not been proven, actually. The laughter produces an endorphin-like hormone that helps relieve pain and gives you a sense of well-being, but not endorphins, actually. Mm-hmm. So it decreases anxiety. I say stress is about tightening up, right? Laughter is about lightening up. So all emotions cause a change in the brain chemistry. Actually, I already did that one, didn't I? Did you get that?
No.
I'm sorry, I'm a little bit off for a second, guys. Excuse me. Laughter helps to discharge the tension associated with any distressful emotions like fear, anger, anxiety. And it helps. I see this a lot in the jail, because people are really, really anxious. And then they come to the laughter club because they say, "I'm really uptight today, so I need to come and laugh." You know, so when they leave, they are so much calmer, and they come back and they tell me that they just feel great. And then I hear that the dorm where they live, that little dorm, that the effect that night is that it lasts all through the night, and it just helps to calm people down. So I think it's great for anxiety. It helps to keep people from, laughter helps to keep you from staying stuck, and helps to improve your perspective. Now, improved digestion, I have a little thing about it here. What, she or he who laughs regularly is regular. Now, because it's internal jogging, it massages your internal organs, so it does improve your peristalsis, which in turn improves your digestion. And Steve Wilson claims that if you stifle your laughter, it comes out on some other way. Now, stabilizes mood. It helps to maintain emotional balance. So when you laugh, what I love, when you laugh, you're actually brought back to the moment. And at that, so in that moment of your laughter, you're not feeling any anger or joy or or fear, but only joy. And then the chemicals in the brain are produced that give you a feeling of well-being, you know, like a runner's high, actually. Now, this is one of my favorite ones. It inspires creativity. A lot of studies have been done all around the world about this particular aspect of laughter. And the latest one I wrote or read was in Israel. And usually what they do is university students, they'll show one group something like a movie about arithmetic. And then they'll show the other group a comedy. And what they have found time after time in all the studies is those who, you know, have like 10 minutes of laughter are more creative, more receptive to new ideas, better problem solvers, more alert, enhanced memory. And so I really think there's a case for having play and laughter at work and at school, because it really does people's productivity, and their people work more effectively, and their productivity is better, and they enjoy being there. So rest the brain. Okay, laughter is a very, very unique state of consciousness. And there's only one other time, as you can probably imagine. At that time, your left and right brain are working together. It's its own kind of meditation, because you're really in the moment. So it's a very special state of consciousness. And the last one I want to say, the enhances communication. But I think that's kind of obvious. We all know when we're like laughing, you know, mirthful laughter, you know, positive humor, when we're laughing with people, that we have better eye contact. You know, we feel a rapport towards each other. And I think they're saying that I think laughter enhances romance, because the sense of humor is one of the, you know, primary traits that people look for in a mate, or it's one of the... So, anyway, does anybody have anything to say before I start the actual laughter workout? No? You ready to laugh? Yeah, let's go to it. Yay, okay.
Can we push the door open a little bit?
Let's do it. That'd be great. Okay, let's push. So let's push stretching. And actually, I learned this really interesting kind of stretch. And you pretend like you have a pencil in your mouth, and you write your name in the air. And don't forget to dot your I's and cross your T's. You know what I mean? Like, this is sort of a little stretching exercise. Put your last name too. C-H-N-E-I-B. Okay, good. Everybody got their name? Very good. These hyphenated names take a while, right? Okay, now let's do some shoulder rolls. Shoulder rolls. Great. A jelly roll. Now to the back. Let's go the other way. You know, what if we want to bring some people from over here over to this side? Okay. Now in a laughter club movement, in a laughter club, we have a warm up. It's called and I did it in the lunch. It's ho ho ha ha ha. So everyone, you just say that and you clap along. It goes like this. Ho ho ha ha. Breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth if you don't have allergies. And you're raising your hands up in the air as you breathe in. And then we're going to hold our hands together like this. Put your hands together. As I said, I think this is really interesting, but there's pressure points for emotional balance on the palms of your hands. And so we hold for a couple seconds, and we breathe out longer than when we breathed in. Very long exhalation. Okay, breathing in again. Great, okay. So in a laughter club, I use the chant to signal the end of a laugh, and then we do a couple deep breaths in between each laugh. And so a lot of you are going to say, well, isn't this kind of like forced laughter? Yes, it is. But you know, but the contagiousness of watching each other, so we use good eye contact, we look at each other, and that's really what gets the stimulated laughter becomes stimulated laughter. Remember that? And I have to say beforehand, there are some contraindications. So if you've had recent abdominal surgery, or you're very pregnant, or okay, dress incontinence. Well, I don't think that should stop anybody personally. I know about that one. Anyway, because this is a form of exercise. This is, we exert ourselves in the house. Because remember, this is an aerobic exercise. Okay, I have to say that though, okay, so if anybody like, you've heard it. So, now what I like to start out with is, the other thing is not to do anything that doesn't feel comfortable to you or anything that causes you any pain, because this is a no pain, no pain movement, okay? No pain, no pain. So, let's start out with the hearty laugh. The hearty laugh, and what I do in a laughter club is I demonstrate the laugh, and then you guys listen carefully. You all start together, okay? Well, I go, ready, begin, then you start. Because we want to keep all the energy together in the group, okay? So, but I'll demonstrate first. So, okay, hearty laugh. This is funny. We can do this. This is very strange. Okay, then, okay, everybody, the hearty laugh. Ready, begin. I do kind of a greeting laugh, which means that yesterday we did the aloha. What do you think?
You got another one?
Oh, yeah, lots of them. I think we're just going to have you do a high five. So you're going to go up to somebody and just go, but be careful not to like whack them over. Somebody will know their own strength. Okay, go ahead. You got this, Abel? So we just walk around doing that, okay? So this is a mingling kind of laugh. So everybody, ready, begin, go. Okay, we will get to that. Okay, this one, we saw this on the TV. It's called Pigeon Laugh.
It's a kind of a unique laugh, actually, because you, I don't know why they call it pigeon laugh, this one is from India. Raise your mouth as big as you can. And then you actually, you feel kind of a resonant, you got like this, show this. See, as far as you can. And then this really, see, this is an exercise for the inside of your head. Oh, the vibration up here. And you really, this is to exercise the inside muscles of your face. So let's walk around doing that when I say ready to begin, okay? Okay? Okay, ready, begin. The next one seems a little weird, and I tell you, if we had photographers here, they would just take a picture of this one right away. It's called the lion laugh, and this is a real yoga pose posture that you're going to do yoga. And that's what, and, but this is great, because you know, it exercises your thyroid. What we do, the laughter workout is designed to exercise different parts of your body that aren't normally exercised. So now we're going to think about our thyroid gland, okay? So what you do in a lion laugh is you put your hands like this, you do like your paws, and then you bug your eyes out, and it really feels great. You stick your tongue out as far as you can, and then you walk around looking at each other. But remember, anybody else looks like this too, okay? Ready? Begin.
Thank you. get the breathing on that one.
Again. Okay, the next one I know many of you have done. It's called the silent laugh. And this is what I also call the kind of Catholic laugh. Because you're like, you can't make any noise, right? So we'll see if you really can do it silently. Mm-hmm. Right? Try that? This is a great workout for your abs. I mean, you really feel this one. And the thing, you walk around and sort of point at each other, you know, gesture to each other while you, yeah, exactly. Okay? Everybody, the silent laugh. Let's see if they cannot hear it on this tape when I go back to listen to it. Okay. Ready? Get. Since we had a request for the argument laugh, I think this is a special kind of laugh. Because I think they did it. Did they do it in that one? This is one where, what we did yesterday is we made two circles. Should we do that again? There's so many people. This is going to take too much time. Okay, so in this case, we'll just walk up to somebody, and you're going to have like an argument, like a fake argument. So, of course, you're laughing, right? So it's kind of like this. Somebody want to demonstrate with me? John, you did it yesterday, right? Okay, go like this. I think we should do that for the variety show, don't you?
Yeah.
So everybody, find somebody to argue with. Okay. Oh, okay, everybody. Ready? You do about 8 to 10 laughs. So you want to end up laughing something like 10 minutes. And we had a, I'm going to do the conductor laugh. This is why you guys don't have to move anywhere. The conductor laugh is, where's my conducting wand? Some people do it to the blue dam, but I'm going to do it easy on you guys. We're going to do it. Stars and Stripes Forever. Going ha ha. When the Saints Go Marching In.
Okay.
That's what I do. So when we're doing, so you're just going to go ha 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 ha. Ha ha. Like that, okay? And let's march around. I think. Okay, ready? Go, let's go. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Oh, I learned to hold and laugh yesterday. And who is the person here?
Mark,
that,
she left yesterday.
Oh, now why did you put your right hand up?
Because
you put your right on your knee.
Yeah.
Listen to the hold and laugh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 oh,
okay. Did you guys get that?
No.
Okay, it goes. Ho, 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 holden. Ho, ho, ready, begin. Go. Laugh and sprinkle the laughter all around. I go. Oh, thank you, Nick. See ya. The deep breathing. Thank you. Okay, one more time. Okay, A's. Everybody get their A's. The energy of the A. Here we go. Ready? A. But you know, it doesn't really matter what he's hot or hot. So I'm just saying, yeah, right? Everybody? One, two, three, go. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah.
without stress, and it's going to be kind of interesting, actually. And then I'll do a laughter session tomorrow. And then we're going to do a really big one out on the lawn on July 4th. Oh, yeah, that's 2 o'clock. Yay! Yay. Yes! Yes! We're going to get all the kids out.
Now, what time is the video tonight?
Oh, yeah, the video tonight is at 9:30. Okay, yeah, for those of you who can see it,
that's right.